came over to the machine, put my coin in, and it didn't take it properly. So I pressed the return coins button, and then, hey presto, all this money just came out in that tray at the bottom. So much I had to keep taking it out and putting it in my pocket, because it kept more just coming out and coming out. And I was sort of thinking, what do I do with all of this now? It sounded like it emptied the tin in there, really and truly.
It must have been like playing a fruit machine.
Well, yes, yeah. The gentleman came up behind me. He said, "Are you all right?" I said, "Well, I've got all this money now. I don't know what to do."
What did he suggest you did?
He said, "Well, I should keep it," but I couldn't do that. No, it wasn't my money. So I just walked round to the police station, which is over there, and the lady in there was a bit astonished as well.
Effectively, then, the money didn't fall out all over the floor.
No, it didn't. No, because I was catching it. I mean, it would have done, because that thing up there.
You mean the little flap in the front?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You mean this thing?
It just kept coming out.
Oh, you must have thought you won a jackpot.
Well, yeah, the bloke behind me said, "You want to go and play the machine?"
So you went to the police station, and while you walked there, did you at any time think, "Oh, I don't know if I should keep this"?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's not a problem. It was weighing it, weighing my pocket down. It's not my money. I couldn't go somewhere and use it. I would feel guilty about it. So I thought, I've got to give it in. I said, the lady in the police station said, "You're very honest. I don't think a lot of people would have done that." I said, "Well, it's not mine. It must belong to somebody. It must belong to the taxpayers, or council taxpayers in Rochford. It's their machine." So she took it. She counted it for me. £32.80 something it was. I don't know whether anyone used the machine after I did. £32 odd in coins is quite a lot of coins. It was weighing my pocket down.
And did they say anything to you in the police station? There's nobody claims it. You can come and get it in 3 months.
No, she did take my name and address and contact numbers, but no, she didn't offer it. That I would get it back. I don't expect to get it back. It's not my money.
Great big thanks for being so honest. It was a very unusual technical fault, which was resolved very, very quickly, and her honesty. She took the money into the police station. They obviously reported it straight to us, and we dealt with the issue straight away.
Are you astonished by her honesty?
In this day and age, yes, sometimes this is a little unusual. But generally speaking, I always think people are honest people.
Tell us about the technical fault. What happened with that machine then?
I can't go too deeply into the technical fault inside the machine for security reasons. But yes, it was an unusual fault that occurred inside the machine.
A one-off?
A one-off, yes.
It also begs the question, are those machines emptied on a regular basis? Because any crooks listening to this will think, hang on a mo, we'll go and try those machines.
Yes, they are emptied very, very regularly.
And where will the money that she's returned go to?
It'll go back into the system, and as a reward, I have asked officers to make contact with her, and I'll be issuing you a free car parking ticket for a short period of time as a way of thank you.
For how long? Not for life?
No, not for life. No, just for a day. Just a little thank you to say thank you for being so honest.